you see, it's like a big relief to the Malagasy citizens now, because there's too much. You know, the conditional period has been lengthened, and it's becoming more than a trouble to us now, because the international community, which is most of the donors, already said that if the president, keep on taking the decision only from his part, then there will be no solution for Madagascar. So from that side, everybody is expecting now that it will be opening up to new solutions and end of the crisis. But for the second thing, politically speaking, it is a bad thing for the old the old people now, because the I think nobody expected such a decision. So now we will see who is exactly thinking about the country, but not for themselves, not from the opponent, but from the general side. Everybody is thinking now that he has become mature, and he's preparing for the next 5 years, which is the same things happening in Mali 10 years ago.
Gillo, some people are saying that President Rajoelina decided not to run in order to ease the pressure that is coming from the international community because of the crisis, but he still has the intention of participating in the election. What do you say to that?
If he so, then he will only get just above one. Because how could you say during a presidential announcement, say that a real man, a real president, is the one who sticks to his idea and his ideal, and that's what he said. I am the president now, and I want to show to everybody that I'm a real responsible. So if he changed his mind, like the what happened to one of his mentors, the one called Chirawunan, he did the same in 1996. When he said to all the international community and even to Madagascar, he was a prime minister at that time, that he wouldn't run for presidency. And then 3 months later, he participated, and he won only 3%. So I don't think Rajoelina would do the same mistake and change his mind after 4 months.
But do you think the election will happen in November? Do you think the Electoral Commission has what it takes to organize democratic elections after a period of time that there hasn't been an election?
Let me say to you point blank, even if we give 2 years for the country to prepare for it, I don't think we'll have a really different election that if you prepare it in 4 months. You know what things happen in Africa. If you really put, you know, all your strength and everything in it, I think it will do. But as long as you take time to organize it, then everybody is prepared for how to cheat. The length, the period doesn't mean anything here. I think it's really the will and the goodwill to prepare it. From the people from the street, people are saying now that all the political parties, opposition, all those in power, they always try, you know, to cheat. So now, if we should count for the military government or for another one, which is really neutral, then the international community should put the pressure, like they did with those in power now, to really think about neutral and fair elections. But to me, coming back to your questions, the length of the period doesn't mean anything.
Gillo, what happened to the discussion that fell through between President Rajoelina and former President Ravalomanana concerning coming up with solutions to resolve the crisis?
We don't have to forget that the former president changed his mind, like he's doing like a childish approach. He did the same with the old one, with Ratchiraka, with all the rounds in Dakar 1, Dakar 2, in 2001 and 2002. And he's doing the same now. So How could you find an agreement with such person? You know, he will never be the, he will remain always the same. That's concerning him himself. But I think the key thing now is that, you know, they, I don't know how to say that, but, you know, all the former presidents wants to get back to get the strength like before, so that they could think about coming back into power. I think that's most of the thing. I'm not saying that the President Venezuela is the nice one or the fair one, but if should we compare the four, I think President Venezuela is the less bad compared to the others.